This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to this wonderful Saturday morning here with Auto Talk Radio. Brendan over there flipping the switches and turning the dials.
Hello, hello, good morning.
Oh, good, your microphone's working and you didn't break it this morning.
Wait till later on the show.
When it falls over. All good stuff.
Or
good
start stuff. Messing with the wires, one of the two things.
Don't mess with the wires on the microphone. How are you doing this week, air, Brendan?
Fantastic. Again, no new car issues compared to last week where I was replacing the blades and all
really
that.
We really like it
stuff,
when cars break.
No, we don't. But you know what? This week.
You don't.
Well,
it's my favorite thing, broken cars.
No, it's true.
It's what I've been doing.
But no, it's been really, really good this week. This has been the hottest temperature, and it's supposed to get even hotter as the month progresses. But. When that time comes about, you know, you got to watch out for how your car is running and everything. So, luckily, I do a pretty good job. And
it's been a little warm this week.
Yeah, it reached up to over 100 degrees this past Thursday. So,
gotcha. Yeah, very true. Did it really?
Yeah,
on Thursday?
101, to be fair.
Ooh, but, you know. That's a little toasty.
It's a little toasty.
Yeah, that'll do it. Well, the good news is that... yes, with the heat comes, we see AC issues and vehicle overheat issues. So, anyway, you got to keep an eye on those. You want to make sure you don't have any overheating problems with your vehicle. Because if you're having an overheating concern and then we get into really hot temperatures like this, you really have an overheating concern. And then this is also the time when pressures go up on AC systems when it gets hotter and that. If they're not being cooled properly and all the systems working properly, you can have issues with them, and then you don't have any cold air coming out of the dash, and it becomes a miserable ride wherever you're going. Is that correct?
Oh, that's correct.
That is so correct. So, anyway, we want to stay on top of that and keep cars in good working order, and that's why we are here doing Auto Talk Radio. We're always talking about great things to do and keep your car working great. You can give us a call here if you have anything automotive related you'd like to speak to me about. That's 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. We're happy to get you on the air here at Auto Talk, or if you just want to, you can always email me too at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. If you want to shoot me out an email about something you want me to bring up or topic, if you don't want to be on the air, we can do that too. I have listeners that often shoot off an email, so we keep an eye on that while we're here on the radio. So if you got something you got a question about, just send it, autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com, and be happy to bring up the topic. Brendan loves topics, don't you, Brendan?
Very true. Steve actually emailed Dave Stahl this past week,
and
he wanted to send
forwarded it to me, too.
So you know about this, too.
I don't know. Which one is it? Me and Steve email back and forth a bunch.
Yeah, well, in this case, he was talking about, like, how he listened to one of Dave Stahl's programs, and he was talking about his 1967 Cougar XR7 GT that he used to have back in the day.
So. Back in the day, yeah. No, he included that email on me and said he'd been emailing with Dave. I did see that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Beautiful car.
Dave forwarded it to me, and I was like, oh. And I love how he said, I promise not to drop the T-bomb on Brendan.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
As soon as I read that, he knew that my eye would twitch in anger a little bit.
Your eye would twitch and you get that nervous tick going.
There it is again.
There it is again. Yeah. Well, we'll try not to mention that as far as you go.
Thank you.
And keep you from having an episode over there.
All right. Sounds good.
We don't want you to have any episodes, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to try to keep you away from that.
You know, we're inevitably going to be talking about it anyways, I bet.
Yeah, I stopped last night to have a little dinner, and I was sitting next to a gentleman that I started talking to that's in the auto body business. He's not in the auto body business, but he's in the business of supplying auto bodies, repair shops with things like sandpaper and that they don't do paint or liquids, he said, but all the operating supplies needed to, you know, buff your car, sand your car, get prep your car for when it needs to be painted, things
so,
like
so
that.
So not like a bumper kind of repair kind of place. It's something that...
He doesn't own a place. He's a supplier for body shops.
Okay, understood.
So like sandpaper... All, I mean, the, you know, how much sandpaper do you think a body shop goes to?
Oh my gosh,
a lot.
I mean, sandpaper,
prep materials, tape, paper they use to tape things off, you know, stuff like that. So yeah. He sells supplies to auto body shops. So we were talking, and he was talking about how their business is down auto body wise. And I was actually this is a and because. The T car has its own sensors and all that on it. This came to mind, this conversation we were having. Well, it did, because collisions are down. And the reason collisions are down is for the past, 5 to 8 years in that area, we've really started adding on a lot of ADOS, driver support systems, anti-collision systems, different things like that as far as that goes. So that on a vehicles that prevent collisions as far as that goes, you know, the sensors, the cameras, the anti-avoidance systems, lane change systems, all that different stuff we've been putting on cars has reduced the number of collisions, whether it be small collisions or even large collisions, all the safety equipment. Therefore, body shops, their business is down a bit. You know what I mean?
So are they upset about that, or does it seem
like
they're okay with
it? Well, it's hard to be upset about cars that save people's lives. I mean, what are you going to say? Dang, I wish they'd take that stuff off there. More people would crash.
Because
we don't say that. That'd be terrible.
We used to have this commercial on our radio that said, we would never want you to call our business in the first place, but if you have to, here's our number, and so on and so forth.
We hope you never need us.
Exactly.
But if you do, we're here for you.
That's exactly it. So I get the impression it goes under to that kind of quote specifically.
Correct. Well, I mean, if your business is down and you're kind of struggling a bit, would you be happy?
No, of course not.
So that's kind of an open-ended question there. Are they upset about that? Well, I think they need to find ways to, you know, maybe they head more towards... I know, like, the Advanced Collision is next to us in Escondido, and they do an amazing job, and they do a lot of... But the one thing they do a lot of is just scratches and... I mean, they do full collision stuff, you know, as far as that goes, but they're not seeing as much of that. So what they do is a lot of appearance stuff, like you bought a car and there's a blemish on it, the dealer will send it to them to have that fixed, you know, whatever, as far as that goes.
Okay.
Or, you know, like you get a scratch in a parking lot, or you get this and you're a person that takes good care of your car, then they do a lot of that stuff. So they're smaller repairs. But they're good, you know. It's good kind of. They kind of reinvented. They're doing more of that. Does that make sense? So
yes.
That kind of helps fill the void then, as far as that goes.
Okay.
They might have done a lot of that before, but now they're just doing more of it. But anyway.
So this company in particular, you're thinking that they should expand their business into that kind of direction, basically, is what you're saying.
The guy I was talking to?
Yeah.
No. He does sell sandpaper and all that.
Oh,
he
gotcha.
Was just
he's
telling
just
me the body industry as a whole across the table is looking down. I'm just saying that body shops probably are looking at little ways to reinvent themselves in a small change to add these other type of systems on as far as that goes. So just good stuff as far as that goes. Boy, there's so many great things always in the automotive field. I was just following up here. ASE, which is Automotive Service Excellence, a big thing. Our shops are blue, what's called Blue Shield, where you have over 75% of your technicians are master certified at each facility. So, I was just reading a nice article on them that ASE is going to get rid of a couple certifications as they're adding in new ones. And these are ones that are on truck equipment installation and repair certification, truck E2 electrical electronic systems installation and repair, These actually, so the main ones ASE started with, there's A1 through A8. Now there's an A9. And then there's other certifications go along for truck and bus and things like that. But these are just a couple that undercar exhaust system specialists that aren't being certified in as much. So they're going to do away with these, but they're adding new ones in that are more referenced. Like there's ASE certifications for electric vehicles now that we have, and there's ASE certifications for, you know, hybrids and things like that. So, which are more common and more need to be. So just thought I'd bring that to the table. They're always changing, but it is the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence, which is ASE, is quite the organization. It's the independent organization in the auto repair industry for certified technicians. So A1 through A9 makes you a master certified technician. And then you can add on like advanced, such as you have to have if you're going to get a smog license, repair license in the state of California. So there's advanced tests that, certifications and other things. So, just a good thought. And they're always, how the industry is changing to always fit in and, be part of, you know, the change and where we're going with auto repair and all that, which is good because we got to be always staying up with that as far as that goes. And of course, we're always working hard for in the automotive field for the right to repair, which not only helps us as independent repair facilities, but also helps clients. As far as that goes, making sure you have a choice to where you'd like to have your vehicle repaired, specifically after it's out of warranty, as far as that goes. So, anyway, good stuff. All right, let's grab Bodie. He's got a quick question. Good morning, Bodie.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing today, mister?
I'm doing excellent.
Oh, there you go.
I turned 80, and I still feel like a young man.
There you go. What do you got going automotive-wise this morning?
Well, on the Nissan, on the passenger side, just above the windshield, there's a wafer about 1 3/4 inches wide and about maybe 1 inch thick.
Like a vent?
It's a what?
Like a vent where air comes out of?
No, it's like a wafer. It looks like a black pod. And it's got a little wire going in around the door frame. Is that the wire and the receptor? Is that for the radio or is that for that?
You know what that is? That car had doesn't that have a satellite radio? A satellite radio added onto it? Yes, Sirius. Yeah, that's probably what that is. Probably the attendant for that.
So if I wanted to replace it, is that a big job?
Not really. Just got to reroute the thing and that, as far as that goes. Is the Sirius radio not working? I think you have to have a subscription for it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, the question, if I want to replace it, how does that get on? Is it screwed on, glued on?
I think it's just got a little sticky pad on the back of it, is what it is. So it's kind of like glued on, but yeah, you can remove it and take a little gum off and get the gum off, and then you can stick a new one on there if you needed to.
And then you have to replace the whole wire, or they can splice?
Yeah, well, the wire is part of it, so it goes all runs down to the radio. But I don't know if that's a shielded antenna wire or not. If it's shielded, then no, you don't want to cut it, and you can't splice it. It doesn't work out that way. If it's not shielded, if it's just a regular copper wire, then yes, you could cut and splice it if you wanted to.
If I went to one of your shops, you could tell me?
Yeah, by looking at the wire, we could tell you. We'd actually have to physically see it, yes.
Yeah. And because the car has a metal antenna for the radio. That's right. Now I think about it.
Gotcha. Well, that's for the regular radio, the metal antenna.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, this little disc would be for the satellite radio, like you said, Sirius or XM or whatever. But, yeah, because I remember that had a little Sirius XM thing on the dashboard.
So when I go to the shop, I go to the owner and say, hey, do I have to get serious about my Sirius?
There you go. Time to get serious about your Sirius radio. There you go.
So here's another question. Is that the metal antenna for the radio, can that be replaced with something less obtrusive?
Yeah, you can replace those with flexible antennas a lot of times if you want to.
Yeah.
It's not too hard to do.
That's something you guys can do.
Yeah, absolutely, because the antenna wire runs down through the fender and inside the car, plugs into the radio, so that's a little bit of a job to reroute one of those, but not too bad.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
One more question.
Sure.
Same vehicle. I spilled some oil on the top of it, you know, you got the spouts clicked out, and I misjudged the container. The oil came gushing out, and I probably got maybe half a cup of oil on the top of the motor where the spark plug goes down. The car runs fine. It doesn't stutter. Doesn't do anything. What would you recommend to clean that up with?
Did the oil go down in the spark plug well?
I don't know. That's another question.
Yeah, usually we want to get that out of there. And the only reason why what happens is, I believe that one has spark plug wells, and then you have a long extension. The coil either goes down. Is it got a coil on that car for each spark plug?
Yes.
Okay. So the rubber boot on the end of the coil can be affected if it's submerged in oil for periods of time. They start to swell and can go bad. So, but usually the coil seals the top also. So as long as you wipe up everything, you probably didn't get any oil down inside there, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So the other thing is, I noticed on the driver's side motor mount, it's oil saturated. Does that create a problem?
Is there oil leaking from somewhere?
Well, that's what I want to do, is I want to clean the engine up. I see. I go to one of these car washes and spray it down with maybe a little alcohol.
Well, you can spray the bottom down in that. I wouldn't spray the motor down from the top. Electronics, especially when they're hot, don't like getting water all over them. Those vehicles that have mounts that are gel, what we call gel filled, and they start, mm-hmm. the mount will actually start to leak. I doubt the motor's leaking oil on that car because it's a fairly new remanufactured motor that was put in it. If it is, it needs to come in for some warranty repair. But we can always look at that and see. But yeah, it could be the mount itself leaking possibly.
Okay, so I'll clean everything up and then bring it in.
Let's see where it's leaking from, exactly. Sounds like a good idea.
Yes. Well, stay well.
You too, sir. Always great to talk to you. Have yourself a wonderful, safe weekend.
As they say in Iowa, I don't have any corny jokes for you.
Yeah. You'll think of one by next week. Brendan probably's got...
Oh, I got tons of them.
Oh, Brendan's got a joke. Here you go.
Did I tell you the jalapeno joke yet? I just want to make sure I did.
No.
Oh, okay, good,
no,
good.
Go ahead.
This one's good. All right, why can't a jalapeno play archery?
I don't know why.
It doesn't have an arrow.
No arrow?
Habanero.
Oh, habanero. Woo!
Brendan's always got a great joke. There you go.
I love good jokes.
We'll leave you with that thought, my friend.
It's leave me on. So I can listen in.
You got it.
Any auto shows you can get.
You got it. Have a wonderful weekend. Take care.
Be well, gentlemen. Thank you for everything as always.
Thank you. Bye. So always great questions Mr. Bodie has there. As far as that goes. Let's see. We're done talking about ASE and great stuff. Give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line. online and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. We are doing fun stuff. Radio is always fun. Love you guys joining in, giving us a call here, 1-888-344-1170.
It's always something new every week, I swear. And that's what makes radio so much fun. It's not a monotonous task every single week. It's always something new, and I love that. It always keeps me on my toes. Yeah. So,
I told Craig that the station needs to hire you full-time.
Oh, I hope so. I really hope
I
so.
I told him. Yeah.
I just hope that...
He said he has no control over that. I said, well, I'm just telling you.
It's true.
I said, you guys are... If Brendan leaves and he's not my producer anymore, you all have a problem. That's what I told him. So just hire him full time and then we, you know, as far as that goes.
Yeah. But, I will say too...
I do enjoy doing the show with you. And I told him, I said, out of all the years of doing this, and I look back because, you know, before it was KFMB that I was on. And mm-hmm. that station doesn't exist anymore as far as talk radio. I had one other producer there. His name was Eric. He was great. So you and him.
You were with Eric.
Eric Rubla?
Do you know Eric? I love Eric.
Eric's awesome.
Very awesome. Two quick stories on him later. But I could have sworn you had the other guy there. And I'm trying to remember
I went through a couple guys. I had one guy that didn't show up one time.
I know.
And then good old, back then, that station manager was Dave Sniff.
Yes, love Dave Sniff.
He got called in. He came in off the golf course. He was not happy.
I bet. Not at me. But
that we're standing around like looking at each other like, oh, there's nobody to flip the switches and turn the dials. And back then, just like I had a key card where I could get all the way into the studio and we'd just sit and wait. Well, all of a sudden, like, hey, it's 2 till 7 and there's no producer here. That's not good. But at the very end, Eric was my producer 90% of the time.
Gotcha.
And for a long period of time, and he was really good.
I was going to say, because there was another guy there. I'm trying to remember his name. I want to say it was Jackson. I want to say, but I could be completely wrong.
I don't
know.
There was another full-time guy, too, and I'm going to forget his name right now.
I'm going to guess John.
I don't
but
remember.
That's my guess, because I worked directly with John and Brett Winterball back in the day on AM 760.
Gotcha.
So, but that was just my guess. I don't know for sure.
I
also worked with...
What's his name's son?
I worked with Miles, yeah.
Miles, I did too. He was a good producer too. I just didn't work with him much, so
yeah.
I didn't see him.
But he was a nice guy too.
Yes, very nice. I don't know what he's doing now. Do you know where he's at?
He's still on radio? No, actually he's working with a local political person. Like he's their, I guess you can call him an agent. Like he's in charge of scheduling media and stuff like that.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
He's a good guy too.
Yeah. Yep. Very quickly, the two quick stories I have for Eric were, number one, the Padres were looking for a new guy to do the call-ups, like, no, up to bat.
Yes.
So he had a great voice. When you hear Eric's voice in real life, you hear like it's a very nasally kind of, it sounds like he just hit puberty kind of voice. But then when he does his actual announcing voice, like, I'm blown away. That guy has some talent on his vocal cords. He has a recording studio in his house.
He does a lot of stuff for voice.
Yeah, and the number two thing I was going to say is he's currently the voice for CBS 8. So every time you hear, this is CBS 8 News at 5.
He has a very deep voice.
It's amazing. So
yeah.
Shout out to Eric.
He's got a great radio voice. Shout out to Eric. Yeah. He's an awesome guy. He's good people, too. That's the other thing. Him and his wife, amazingly great people, for sure. So wish him all the best. And yeah, working with him was awesome. Just like working with you. That's the point that I wanted to make.
Well, thank you very much, Brian.
No problem. So I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there in North County for over 32 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for over 12 years. Good stuff, man. Actually, you know what? This month, a couple more days, and it will be 33 years for Escondido.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Congratulations.
Yeah,
on that.
Super cool. Super cool. It's a long time, man. I should get a gold watch or something. I'll have to buy it for myself, though. Anyway, West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, as I said, out there in East County, taking care of folks for well over 12 years now. and West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission at 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified. Taking care of folks over there in Central San Diego now for well over 8 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, in East Gate Mall, right in the Golden Triangle, which we found out means where all the freeways come together last week. AAA approved and star certified for smog. Taking care of folks over there for well over 6 years now. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved. Taking care of folks up there in North County Coastal for over 2 years now. All five locations, all of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. Can you guess what that is, Brendan?
We never put money ahead of people.
Thank you. Yeah. See, there you go. See, Brendan's even learned to be a great show operative. Stop in, have your vehicle service repair, find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. And West Automotive Group is always proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service repair needs on approved credit, of course. But we got several arms, so just reach out. One of my managers or service consultants can help you in a jiffy and get you all taken care of. Also, take advantage of, if you have a drivability concern, a transmission concern, a cooling system, AC diagnosed, whatever's going on with your vehicle, it needs to be diagnosed. Get it into the West Automotive Group. We save our clients thousands of dollars yearly by diagnosing vehicles properly. I tell folks all the time, the best money ever spent on any repair is the money you spend on a diagnosis with a qualified technician at a quality facility. Saves you a lot of hassle, saves you a lot of back and forth, saves you a lot of money when it comes down to it. So get your vehicle in. Our master certified technicians will get your vehicle diagnosed properly, which eliminates unwanted parts replacement, along with free shuttle rides to or from work or home, and low-cost rental vehicles at all five locations. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter by just going to westautomotivegroup.com. And I guess not called Twitter anymore, called X, huh? So that's Facebook, right. X, or Instagram.
Well, you can call it Twitter
still. Twitter. You can go Twitter on X. Go Twitter on X. You can also click on the Automan segments on westautomotivegroup.com, and you'll see my Automan segments from the Fox 5 and the CW, where they're posted after they air each week. Where I do segments for them, or Auto Talk Radio, which is all the podcast, or actually live radio shows that are turned into podcasts and put there afterwards. You can also pick up the podcast on the go through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, and TuneIn. All there for your listening pleasure. If you'd like to listen to us, any shows you missed, etc., always there for you. You can always email me while you're here talking at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com, or you can email me anytime there. Or give us a call this morning at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Always good stuff, for sure. All right, let's grab Mike and see what's going on. What's happening, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, Brian?
Another day in paradise.
There you go. Hey, want to know, on this 2014 Subaru Outback all-wheel drive, rear wheel bearing, that thing is a bear to get out. What do you guys do over there to get those out?
Typically, do you have a wheel bearing press, as far as that goes, the impact press where you have all the cups and you can and pull the thing out with that, as far as it goes? I don't know how to explain that thing. It's got the threaded rod through it and the different cups, and you set it on there and you can just suck the bearing right out of there.
Well, it's a bolt-on type bearing. It's not the type that you press in or press out. It's a bolt-on.
Oh, so it's a complete assembly with a hub.
Correct.
Oh, and are you having
things? Man, they are bad. I mean, you can ask anybody around, and they will just tell you they are a freaking 2-day job.
For whatever reason,
Subaru.
They seize to the axle, is what you're saying.
To the knuckle there, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, usually, the best bet on that is a little bit of heat. That's the easiest way to get them moving, but you got to be very careful with that. You're going to replace the whole hub assembly, though, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And that, apparently there's a tool out there on the market that I just saw. I may get it from Amazon. It's what it looks like is a part of a jack stand, you know, the part of it that goes up and mm-hmm. basically attached to it looks like something like that, but it's like really heavy. And apparently it's got like a half moon type flange that you hook up to the studs. and you bang it, I guess, apparently two or three bangs, and it's out. But that's the first I've heard of that. But I've heard people say, oh, muffler guns, you can try to, you know, but...
You know what?
Two bolts in the back and just pound.
And you guys might have more problem with those than we do. Part of the reason those seizing may be the climate and all that also, where the axle season to it. Because we do a lot of Subarus. I've never seen one of those tools. Doesn't mean that we don't have one somewhere, because a lot of times my guys will have one. And I there's so many, as you know, so many specialty tools now. We have a whole rack from floor to ceiling as far as all the different timing tools and all that stuff. Now that it's crazy, the amount. There's probably 500 specialty tools in our specialty tool room as far as that goes. I'm not kidding you. Like, man, all these things. So you go and look at it. You're like, holy smokes. Yeah, we actually created an electronic catalog where we took pictures of each tool. And that way my guys can log on to the catalog and look to see, do we have this tool or not? Because it got to a point that sometimes we were buying the same tool, you know, twice. Like, because so now we have a tool room that we share them all with all five locations as far as that goes.
Nice. Yeah, it's a way to keep inventory. That's good.
Yeah, well, you got to keep track of them.
Yeah, we got to. They're not cheap.
No, definitely.
All right. Well, let me see if I can't pound this thing out, man.
Yeah, see if you pound it out. If you end up buying the tool, send me a picture of it so I can see what it is.
Okay, will do. Yeah, I'm thinking it was going to be an hour or two job, and here to find out, no, it's about 1 or 2 day job.
It's a whole Saturday job.
easy. Anyway, 1-800-WAN.
Yeah. Well, hang in there, brother.
I'll do it. Take care, baby.
Always great to talk to you. Talk to you soon.
All right, man.
All right.
Bye.
Always good stuff to hear from Mike as far as that goes. All right. So, anyway, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here real quick. And then we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about a bit about what you should know about the parts being installed on your vehicle. It's one of the topics today. But 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio and The Answer San Diego 1170, 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there when it comes to automotive-wise, at least. Actually, for all batteries, they have a lot of batteries for everything. Brendan has an Interstate battery in everything that he has.
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo. Anyway.
Fantastic warranty.
Yep. It is a fantastic warranty for sure. But at the West Automotive Group, we own the stock Interstate batteries. It is the number one technician recommended battery worldwide, without question. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Get an appointment. Get in. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate battery, a battery for every need, as far as that goes. All good stuff. So today we're talking a little bit about what you should know about the parts being installed on your vehicle, what different nomenclature means, such as new. These parts are generally made to the original manufacturer specifications, either by the vehicle manufacturer or an independent company. Well, there's a lot of different things that can happen here as far as that goes. These days there's parts offshore are made that don't always come to the ridge. So really, whoever's installing parts on your vehicle better know the supplier that they're dealing with and what they're getting for you. States often require, and well, it depends, at least in California, if a part is new, used, remanufactured, reconditioned, whatever it is, salvage, which would be used, it has to be documented on the invoice as such. So most auto repair shops invoice like ours say, there's a little nomenclature on the bottom, part is new unless otherwise directed. So if it's used, like let's say for some reason we're putting a used subframe in, we had to get a subframe, bin subframe, it would say subframe dash used. That way you know as a consumer exactly what you're getting and what you're paying for. Same thing with remanufactured, rebuilt, or reconditioned. Same thing after it. If it just says alternator, then it's not, if it was remanufactured, it would say alternator dash remanufactured. That way, you know, as a consumer. Did you know that, Brendan?
I did know about the state. I wish it was a more national kind of thing. Like the Bureau of Automotive Repair would actually say, let's enforce this in a federal way to make sure that folks are
They're
informed.
A state agency.
They are.
For California, yeah.
I could have sworn they were a national.
No, the Bureau of Automotive Repair is state of California.
You're right. You're agency. Right. Yep. Yep. I'm looking at the
website. I know I'm right. No, a lot of states don't have anything like that. California does,
yeah.
Which handles nothing but automotive repair. That's how many cars there are in this state that are getting worked on all the time, that they have a whole division that handles as far. And they're part of the Consumer Affairs Department of Consumer Affairs is what they are. But they're a division inside of it.
Gotcha. Okay.
And all they handle is automotive repair and body shop repair complaints, issues, stuff like that. Licensing, too. They handle all the smog licensing, brake and light license, all that stuff.
Nevertheless, I still wish it was a like federal, nationwide kind of thing.
Be easier. But a lot of states have different things. Like Texas has a safety inspection you have to do on your vehicle every year.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas... here in the state of California, we have a smog inspection. They don't have any smog inspections.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they do have a safety inspection every couple years or year or what. I don't know exactly.
I know that same thing goes with Virginia. You can only go on to military bases if you do their military safety inspections is what they call it over in Virginia. And you have to do it actually every 6 months with them, I think. If not, it's every year as well. But nevertheless, they'll check that tag on the front of your windshield, too, before you enter in to any military base facility over there.
Yeah, so. They won't let you in. Your car has to be certified. Correct. Just like here, your car has to get smogged to get a registration.
Mm-hmm.
But there, like Texas, they put a sticker on your front windshield that shows you've been through the safety inspection in what year.
Right.
So, anyway. But no, Bureau of Automotive Repair is not national.
It is California.
It's just California.
That is confirmed, yes.
Protecting people in California since I don't know when, but I'll tell you what, the first smog laws came into effect in the 70s, so, you know, or 60s, I'm sorry. I think it was actually the 60s. I have to watch the little smog report. There's a little whole video on smog in California and all that you can watch if you feel the need. You can just go find it and watch it. You can enjoy it. Tells all about smog. I tell you what, if you see the pictures of the 60s and 70s in Los Angeles and the haze that hung over LA, you could understand why we ended up with a smog concern and a repair. It's a good way to go. So anyway, back to parts though. The nomenclature, remanufactured, rebuilt, reconditioned. These terms generally mean that same thing. Parts have been restored to a sound working condition. Many manufacturers offer a warranty covering replacement parts, but not the labor to install them. That's where a quality auto repair facility comes in, because we give the nationwide warranty that to install them is covered. Like such as the West Automotive Group, our minimum warranty on most things is 2 years, 24,000 miles. That means for 2 years or 24,000 miles, we will cover and warranty any service or repairs that we do. So as far as that goes, keeps your peace of mind and your car in good working order. And that is a nationwide warranty, which covers everything. So good stuff.
Absolutely.
You never know when you're going to need it.
And again, one of the things that you regularly do at your facilities is, again, update it through a different car law kind of repair history to update on how everything's looking. So the car faxes and the...
You know, I actually had a guy that got very upset at me one time because we reported to Carfax.
I remember slightly this story, talking about this. Remind me
it
again.
It was very interesting.
Yeah, remind me again.
He's like, you reported my car to Carfax. I said, well, okay. But I mean, it's just underneath a VIN number. There's nothing. I mean, Nobody knows it's your car. So, but what if I did, that's my private information. I was like, okay, maybe there is a point to this. I don't really know. But all that it says is when your car was serviced or where it was serviced at. It doesn't give your name, your address, your phone number. It doesn't give any private information.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's actually a great tool, and most people like it because when they go to sell a car, that can be Carfaxed and all the information's there. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to day around and go, oh, here's my catalog of receipts for my car.
I mean, one of the things that Carfax is just say on there, it says one previous owner, two previous. It doesn't give the name of the owner or anything like that for that information. So but it's good to be informed how many people have owned this certain vehicle while I've had it, because the more ownership, the more probably wear and tear on the vehicle has happened to it, and so on and so forth. So got to keep that in mind. A quick question based on today's topic is having to deal with about a lot of people looking to salvage parts because it's a really, really cheap option for a lot of vehicles. But you also have to be careful in that kind of situation too. And not to mention, hasn't there been more law enforcement against using salvaged parts?
It's not, well, you have to say when you say it's not salvaged. The big law enforcement thing is offshore illegal parts coming in, as far as copycat parts made, like, so brake pads that aren't up to OEM quality, or airbags that don't work, or all these different things that come, they bust a lot of that's a big thing these days.
Yeah,
counterfeit parts basically are what they are, and they don't work properly, and they're junk, and they pose a safety hazard.
Well, I was saying that because I know that we had a lot of callers call in saying, I'm looking for this specific part, but I can't seem to find it. And sometimes you'll say, well, you could try a salvage yard, but you got to be very careful on those.
Well, so it depends on what you're buying from a salvage yard. Things such as like a subframe or a fender or... nothing wrong. Actually, sometimes those are better than like an aftermarket part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're not a rotating electrical. They're not a operating part, you know, as far as that goes. But even sometimes I'll prime example. We just did a transmission for a kid with an Audi. Mm-hmm. He added an Audi. He called. He said, Audi says $20,000. Put a transmission in this car. I said, yeah, that's about what it is. If you put a remanufactured transmission in them, they're expensive as heck. There's no question about it. But let's check here real quick. Look, we found a used transmission out of the same car with 30,000 miles on it. So that was a good deal for him. Said, all said and done, this, I think, the installed, he was out for $7,900. So he saved like $13,000 or $12,000 over what the dealer had quoted him.
Wow.
Got it in, reprogrammed it, all that, work like champ. So at 30,000 miles, that's just almost like what we call real world dynoed. That's a statement that we use. Well, because it's worked for 30,000 miles, it's great.
Yeah.
It's broken. It's perfect. But he'll get 100,000 miles or more out of that transmission. And he saved a lot of money. And that's a good deal. And there's nothing wrong with that.
For sure.
Now, where you get into, you know, problem is older cars. Let's say we have a car, it's 20 years old, and you don't want to put the money into it, remanufacture us, rebuilding the transmission. You want to go used. Finding a good used tranny for a 20-year-old car is really hard.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Because they all have a billion miles on them and all that. You know, this Audi was like 6 years old or something. So finding a tranny for that one that had been wrecked, that had been hit, you know, and then a tranny out of a salvage yard wasn't too hard to do. That was in low mileage, but finding one on these older cars is almost impossible. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So you roll and mow the dice. You really got to know what you're doing as far as that. There is no rules about used, as far as that goes, used parts and selling them, except for the fact that you have to, such as a repair facility, if you're installing them, you have to document that. So once again,
that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah. Subframe dash used. As long as it says used or salvaged, then you're being very clear about what it is, and it, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
okay.
As far as that goes, yeah. So documentation is super important on all this stuff. Same thing with remanufactured and all that.
So where do you personally, for your business, go into researching whether an aftermarket product is better than an OEM product sometimes? Because, like, for example, I will shout out my own car, the Nissan Rogue. It needed a new control arm, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. One of your guys mentioned this is we don't use the factory one because Nissan's factory one, and I quote him, it's complete crap. You want to use we use this other.
So a lot of suspension components. Mm-hmm. Aftermarket, if you buy from a quality place like Moog or TRW or that, they've upgraded them and mm-hmm. fixed the problems. Like let's say the ball joints on yours have a lot of problems, right, that come okay. with the control arms.
Okay.
The F-150 was a great example. They had a bunch of control arm problems, but the ball joints, the aftermarket ones, they had put Zerk fittings in so they could be greased and all that, and they last forever. So once you grease them all the time and they wear a long time versus the factory ones didn't have that and wore out and the front end would get really bad on those.
So was that by word of mouth you were hearing like, oh, this product is better?
No, whenever we go to because we look up different items through our suppliers.
Okay.
And all the information's there for us. That's links that we have as a professional auto repair facility. So and you just get to know as far as that goes. But there's periodicals put out and there's all kinds of things that we get that we read all the time.
Okay.
You know, when they have a problem with something and they've designed something different, it'll be in the industry magazines we read and all that kind of stuff. So,
and that's available to the public, to these periodicals.
It is. If you went and tried to find it, you could. Yeah,
okay.
Probably.
Okay. Uh-huh. Cool. Yep. Cool.
It's just always supplied to us because we're in the industry and they want us to know about it.
It's true. Yeah. So it's only specifically, for the most part, suspension parts.
No, there's other things too.
Oh, okay.
The one thing that's not that we tend to use a lot of factory OEM stuff for is electronics, sensors, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as mass airflow sensors, things like that. If sometimes there are ones that we know aftermarket that are manufactured just as well, which is perfectly fine. Other times we'll use only OEM because there's nothing great aftermarket, if that makes sense. So, but that's pretty much how it works out. Does that make sense? Oh, he's on the phone. So must not make sense because he's not listening to us anymore. Anyway, but yes, that is how everybody... And you need to rely on who's putting parts on your car, knowing what is the best way to go, for sure. Just saving money isn't always the greatest thing, because if you're not getting a quality repair, it's not a great deal as far as that goes. And the whole
just a heads up, we do have about 3 minutes left in the program. Did you want to squeeze in one more caller?
Do you have one more caller?
I do have one more caller.
Sure. I'll do it real quick.
Yeah, I think it's Brian in Carlsbad, if I remember right.
All right. Go ahead, sir.
Brian Allen in Chula Vista.
Oh, Chula Vista. Right.
I know you talked about this before, and this is so interesting. There's a great shop down here in Chula Vista. They do brakes, alignment, tires, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have a great reputation and everything, but their estimate to do drum brakes on an older vehicle were just so very inexpensive. And I got talking to him. He said, we're just getting parts from wherever we can offshore. I'd like to get him to do the work on the vehicle using parts that are better reputation. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about going down and asking him, could you get the parts from Napa? And you mentioned Napa and O'Reilly as good sources for parts.
Yep, pretty much so. Yeah, I wouldn't. The offshore stuff I'd stay away from, and cheap prices, which you bring up a great point. When people are shopping for auto repair and they're always asking cost, You need to really be asking what that has to do, because usually you're not comparing apples to oranges, because we will only use OEM style or high-end quality aftermarket stuff as far as that goes, by a quality supplier as far as that and brakes scare me. That's a safety thing. Offshore brakes, nah, not a good idea. So but as far as that goes, I would ask them to please just tell them you'll pay a little extra, but source it from someplace great.
Okay, great. That's good advice. Thank you.
You got it, Alan. Great to talk to you. Sorry, I got to run. We're running out of time here real quick. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
Thank you. Bye. All right. So anyway, I don't know where we're at because you took my counter meter out of here.
That's right. Sorry. You're you're actually at I'm doing
12 hours.
No, 50 seconds. We're less
doing,
than a minute.
Doing a marathon as far as that goes. All right, man. We always say, guys and girls and everybody else listening, whoever you are, we do appreciate you joining us here on Auto Talk Radio every Saturday morning. Make sure and keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. It's the best way to get about, get out there today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend in San Diego. I'm sure it's hot across the country still, too. Not as hot as it was, but we'll be there.
I feel bad for Mike out in Dayton. It's going to be 95 degrees out there and rainy.
Yeah, and you should see this tool. It requires to slam the hub off that thing. A guy with a sledgehammer, he sent me a picture. I'm like, holy smokes. Don't miss and hit the fender. It'll be a bad day. Bad day. Everybody be safe. Catch us next Saturday. This is Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170. And 96.1 FM. Until then.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.